Baby, if you don't want me to have my hand wrapped around a sausage like this, well, then you're absolutely going to have to give me the gravy. I know we're in public. No one can see anything. Not in this loud tavern, in this back. What? Why do you think I asked for a quiet little booth here? I can't even talk straight right now. I'm sorry. I think my body is telling me it's time for more kittens. I know, trust and believe. I'm not trying to replace the kittens. I want to go get ours back from those, what'd you say they were again? Orcs, but I can't help what other emotions are flooding through my body right now. I mean, I haven't been able to, like, feed them. And, you know, that's one of the things that staves it off. And so I'm kind of, well, yes, I have been a little leaky. I don't think we need to be talking about that. I'm just saying, if you had cookies, I could provide the other commonly accompanied beverage. Chocolate chip. I like chocolate chip cookies. Don't order that. No. I mean, you can. That would actually feel really nice having you. What? I'm sorry. Focusing. Yes. Yes. Okay. So, all right. So the orcs, they have the kit and they went to go find some sort of buffalo cow thing in the wild to feed. Well, there's a city right here. Why wouldn't they think to take them into the city in order to find something more suitable for royal? What do you mean they wouldn't know they're royal? Goodness, you are the cutest thing that I've ever seen in my life. You are the smartest man I know, but in this moment, you have got to be kidding me. That someone wouldn't look at our kittens and see that they're royalty. No, not because of me, because of you. How cute and sweet and Okay. Deep breaths. All right. So, how about I just take my paws and continue just searching around your pockets when I'm sorry, you're right. We need to come up with a plan in order to get those kittens back, including what we're going to do tonight. Like, oh, your neck is looking absolutely delectable for me to just sink my teeth into. And sorry, I just can't help it. You look so good and tasty and delicious. And Okay. No, I can be an adult. I can be mature. That's right. I can think mature thoughts. Not like making sure that my mouth is positively filled with this burger. And I am thinking nothing about how I would like to have that asparagus is wrapped in bacon, just like my hand could be wrapped around a what? Dessert. Well, I was thinking a cannoli because it comes nice and filled with cream. The cream-filled cannolis are so good and delicious and lovely and... Okay. No, I'm sorry. I'm just so hungry. No, this tastes really good. You know, this is what? A shepherd's pie? No, I love me a good meat pie. In fact, I would like to serve you. I can focus. Okay, so how I propose that we go meet with this orc and we see if they are going to be amenable to giving the kittens back. And, well, you said that they're treating them nicely and they seem to be kind of confused about the portals, too. So it's not them creating the portals. But what if they think we created... We have gone over so many different scenarios. We need to just come up with a plan of action. Well, I don't want to potentially hurt one of us. So why don't we pay someone around here, someone who would know the orcs? We can send them in. and they can talk to this orc lady. And then in talking to them, come back and give us information. Maybe set up some kind of drop, you know? Oh, then, well, no, we don't have anything useful in this land. If anything, we've been kind of doing some questionable things, though. Everything I want to do to you would be. Definitely. Well, I guess some people would think they're questionable. I'm pretty sure a collective shout wouldn't be too happy with the things that I'm thinking of doing right about, huh? You're right. I'm sorry. I just can't. What? Oh, no. There's just some weird group who's up in arms about all kinds of things. I don't know. But anywho, speaking of shouting, there's nothing I'd like to do than to make sure that the Lord hears my prayers tonight when I am absolutely raptured into his, huh? Enraptured in your sweet embrace. Your embrace will hold me really tight while I take my nails and I scratch them all over my back because I get really itchy. Oh, waitress. Interesting. Anywho, sorry, what were you saying? Well, I am. Sorry. I just, my brain. I can't focus right now. At all. Everything's so fuzzy and just, I just feel everything pulse. Well, yes, this happened before. Listen here, all right? It's more of a season. It goes on for a long time. It's not just a day or two with my kind. You'll get used to this as time goes on. You're new to the Werepanther world, and it's okay. It's okay. Our kind, I will teach you everything, God. There's so many things that I would like to teach you. For example, all the different ways I can tie that rope around your back and secure your hand so tightly that you will learn how to be a good sailor. I would love to have you. Oh, I would say captaining, but I quite indeed like to be in charge. But you can definitely be my first mate. What? Well, actually, in a variety of ways, that would, that's actually kind of true. But what? I'm sorry. You know, talking just, you know, nautical things and nautical things. What? Sorry. Okay. All right. Yeah. We should definitely look for a mark. Oh, like I want to do to the back of your neck. What? We should look for a mark here. Someone who looks like they'd be willing to take the deal. What about, did you say her? What about her? Are you noticing some hers running around? Some girls? Anyone piqued your interest? Why are you looking at her? When you have somebody who wants to just sit here and do things to you that would absolutely make you more than blush but your entire family tree. Why are you looking at... Oh. Well, yeah, I mean, I guess it would make sense for an orc to go into an orc village and... I guess it makes sense that she would probably know all of the orcs around and how to safely infiltrate. Exactly how I want you to infiltrate my pen, huh? Ting, I'm panting. It's warm in here. okay. You're right. So, but what if she's one of them? What if she turns up? See? She might alert them about what's going on. We need to find somebody who wouldn't let anybody in on the know, but let someone in the way I want to let you deep inside of my thoughts. My thoughts, exactly. That wolf girl over there. Well, I mean, orcs have often used wolves in order to help them hunt from time to time for the bigger things, but they're independent, at least in our realm, and for her to be here off by herself, I would think in this realm they're probably working similar. Uh-huh. We are cats of sorts, so yeah, going to the recess is a really great idea. Kitsune's. No, hear me out. They're kind of cat, kind of fox. They're in the middle. And they're kind of tricksters, so they might be a little bit tricksy, so we might just have to make sure that whatever we're willing to offer them is a little bit more than they would normally give. What's that? Girl's over there? Lacey? No, I could just see her name tag. She's a cute kitsune. She could work, right? Lacey Adeo. Lacey Adeo. We could send her in. And in sending her in, then that means she can get us all of the information that we'll need. And the fact that this could potentially kick off a war, Kitsune's would be down for that. We just have to make it sound like we need it. We need the information that we need in order for the war to start. And that there's some big prize. We have to trick the trickster. We have to make it to where there's some big prize on the inside that she will want more than she's going to want to really get us in a pickle. Mm-hmm. And we'll need to make sure that she returns to them with us. I got it. There's this, do you remember a couple of weeks back, you know, before all this crazy stuff started, and I used some fey magic that was a binding spell that put that collar around your neck. Yeah, that collar that made you completely immobilized, that I could do whatever I wanted to you. You know, that was some nice stuff right there. I have a little bit of pixie dust, and we could do the same thing to her. No, we can bind her, not tie her. You want to do... Though I'm not completely against that. I mean, you do deserve a little. But then what if you end up liking her more than me? And then I... Well, I mean, look at that nice fluffy tail. Don't you want to have it wrap around you and hold you down and what? I think girls are cute too. Not as cute as you, obviously. Sorry. Anyways, back to what I was saying. I could use that to bind her to my arm. So whatever happens to me is going to happen to her. That's going to put her squarely on our side and ensure that she gives us the information that we're going to need in order to get those kittens back. That's how we're going to go about this. She's not going to know what hit her. Just like I want you to hit me from behind the, in case I get the Heimlich, you know, just grab a hold and just thrust deep into my chest with your hands, arms. Yes, I know. That absolutely could break my ribs. I'm hoping that you'll break my back with that, huh? Nothing. Yeah, no, let's, we should probably finish up eating here. We can catch her outside and, have her go get that information for us. Well, we can give her a little bit of money up front and then offer her the rest later. Well, I may have on my way up here seen some absolutely arrogant, disgusting, mean, vile harpies. They're picking on a cute little nerdy, adorable NECA boy. He was so cute and sweet and... What? Darling, nobody's cuter than you. Nobody does it for me the way that you do, darling. Ever. Ever. But I do so hate seeing somebody absolutely be vile and vicious. So I deployed a little trick that Professor Dream taught me way back when. I can be quite the little pickpocket when I need to. So we have some cash, and they're none the wiser. In fact, we can sit here and watch as they go to pay the bill, and, well, the police are going to come get them. Whoop, this is under the police. They're going to end up getting those handcuffs slapped on them, except it won't be in quite the kinky way that I like to do with what, huh? What do you mean one day you're going to turn those back around on me? What am I going to be charged with, officer? Am I going to be charged with indecent I wasn't actually going to flash anybody. Especially not before I watched those terrible beasts get carted away for what they did to that cute Neko. What do you mean he might be a better pick then? Again, he's a cat, essentially, just like us. Well, I mean, if they have a soft spot for cats, you're right. Maybe he would be a good pick. And then we don't have to deal with that Lacey over there. I don't have to worry about you getting eyes for her than having to have me tear hers from her socket so that I can eat them with my soup, spaghetti, and eyeballs, and make the spaghetti out of her gizzards, her guts, and then just wrap them around with my fork and go, bratwurst. Sorry. You're right. I need to work on those violent tendencies so bad. I just imagine things whenever I think about you with anybody else, and it kills me on the inside, because the only thing in this life I've ever wanted was you, and now that I have you, the only thing that I can think about is the fact that if you ever were to leave me and find someone who's more stable, it would drive me crazy. It would drive me crazy to think of you ever wanting someone who's not me. No, you don't understand. Everybody in my life has always ended up wanting someone who wasn't me. And I don't let people close to me, because when people get close to me, they hurt because they eventually leave. And I know at some point that's going to happen with you. And be it because I did something or the world took you, I'm getting wrapped up. I'm getting all emotional. Well, no, I get emotional like this because I haven't been properly piping hot like this. Oh, it's so warm in such a long time. I just want to be next to you and just hold you tight and feel your body heat next to me while we, Well, we haven't been here this long. We've been here like, what, 10, 15 minutes? They haven't even brought out our main courses. This has just been bread and... God, thinking about bread, there is definitely something I would like to do when we get back to the hotel. What? Well, I know it's not really a hotel. That's what I like to picture it, okay? Sure, it might be treetops, but we're camping. There you go. We're camping. It's just a family vacation with a little side of adventure. That's what it is, right? That's how I've been looking at it. That's how I've been looking at everything, so that I can just keep calm. And that's so hard to be calm when I feel that I might need to put some napkins between my thighs, because I may have poured my water down my chest, seat, chair. I don't... What? No, not because of that. It's because I'm just a little bit too happy to see you around here. What about the cookies? You didn't actually order milk and cookies. Did you order milk and cookies? Did you? I thought you were kidding. What do you mean you ordered the cookies without the milk? Well, no, you're 100% right. I can absolutely produce that, even though I'm not a cow. Oh, you are. You are trying to get me in absolute trouble, and I am not. I am not against it. You. Listen here. I've got a tail, and I have no problem using it to just go across your eyes and deprive you of the sense of sight, and then make you hope. That is a waitress. That is a waitress. Hi. We don't need a refill. We don't. Listen here. She knew the type of... She knew the type of drink I wish was sliding down the back of my throat right now. She would kick us out of here. What? I'm just thirsty. Absolutely, positively thirsty. I'm absolutely, completely mad with how thirsty I am and the things that I need right about now. I am absolutely in dire straits. If anyone, sorry. Okay, you're right. No. So, we're going to go with Neko Boy. Backup will be Kitsune. And then, we're going to figure out how to get... Well, I mean, I do have some thoughts about how to get home. Well, listen here. If I had three wishes, first I would be back in this treetop swinging from a vine. No, a meatier, girthier thing than that, huh? And then I would want to swing from the vine again. Then I would go home where we could swing from the vine all we want because we'll have all the staff to make sure to take care of everything that we could possibly, huh? Sorry. Fae magic, okay? We're going to have to actually go to the Fae's. I can't just use pixie dust for this, but we could use the Fae magic in order to open up the portal so faster than it takes to open up my leg. Well, let me trust me. Right now, I am so close to being Niagara Falls. I would say the Hoover Dam, but that's been closed. And for you, the Hoover Dam will never be closed. Back to what I was saying. Is it warm in here? It is getting increasingly warm, but I want to get the kittens first and then figure out how to open up the portals. Figuring out how to open the portals, we're going to have to... Well, no, I guess you're right. We do need to test to figure out how to get through them first. Okay? All right, so we need to go and... I don't know, and... See, this is why I love you. You're so smart. You're right. We need to go to the Fae, test the portals and see if we can get through and back. We should be able to hop in and out. The last time it closed because we waited too long and we tried to make it to where no one got through. If we go in and out, then we should be able to come back in there, grab the kittens, hop through the portal, and then worst case scenario, they hop through, but then they're on our side and we'll have more resources and ways to protect the kittens. And the future kittens that we could have. What? I'm sorry. But I don't know. Just, can tonight be the night that we just forget how badly things suck here and just remember how great I suck down a mojito? You know? I don't know. Sorry, I forget. People can hear us. I just, can tonight be the one night that we just completely let loose and just... Let all of the stress of this past ordeal to get... Okay, I may have said this before. Okay, well, I'm just saying, if we have to go at night, if we have to lay our heads down at night, maybe we could do something to relax, you know? Have my hands go over your shoulders because they're so tense. And just release all of those knots. Only so that I can have you knot something. What? Sorry. I can't think straight. There's nothing we can do till the morning. We can go out to Feyland and they'll probably be out tiptoeing through the tulips or something this time of night. And if we try to go to the orcs or try to get the kitsunes there, they're gonna have their night sentries tear them apart. Nothing good happens at night. Except for when I am riding through the forest on our steeds, our mighty, delicious, oh, wonderful husband of a steed. As I was saying, I think we should just take things nice and slow with this plan and then speed up until we get a very desirable ending, a very delectable, wonderful ending on our terms. That will be, or against your terms, because that can be fun too when we, I mean, sorry, again, I can't keep anything straight right now. I swear to goodness. Okay. Deep breaths. We just need to finish this main course that I didn't even see her set this down. Oh my god, what was she listening to? I'm so glad you're so observant. I wouldn't have noticed. When I get into these moods, I become just such a little dingbat. I swear to god. Oh my goodness. So, as I was saying, How about let's get you all of the sustenance and energy so that maybe, just maybe, we can utilize that head of yours to... Oh, no, not that head. Not that head. That head's being used to get ahead where I want to go, if you catch my drift. Uh-huh. Drifting down an ocean that is absolutely... Those waves want to be crashing into the... I've used that line before. When? Oh, that night on the beach. Are you sure that was with me? I don't know. I think you're dreaming. Anyways, I'm so, so terribly sorry. I'm just saying, I want to climb that tree. And we're talking about where our beds are, the treetops. I want to sink my claws so deep into that tree, climb up, and just see what can happen with those branches and see what leaves could be shook down. What? We came up with the plan. So now it's time for us to come up into the treetops and see if the lion can sing tonight. What? Yes, I know we're werepanthers. It's just in the jungle, the mighty jungle, the lion sleeps tonight. But no. Okay, fine. Well, I just want Tarzan to meet Jane over and over and over again, like 50 first dates over and over and over again. You know, just that nice energy that shoots off and shoots into something. I like a star in the sky, you know, just have it speckled like stars in the sky, white and twinkly. Glimmery and shimmery. Well, now that I know that you're catching my drift. No, actually, I prefer for all of that to stay in port. You don't want it escaping and leaving the port. Then you don't end up getting the prize that you so seek. No, I know you act dumb sometimes when I start getting a little riled up. But it's okay. It is all right. Especially since it means that I will be able to sign this check and give this waitress a mighty fine tip. Just as I'm hoping to get more than just the tip of this pen to go back in its shaft. Shaft. What? Oh, sorry. Thinking about I'm just thinking about knives and swords and how you want to make sure you practice safety. Though I'm not going to lie, I kind of want some things to not be very safe tonight. What? You know, like, I don't know. You want to make sure that, you leave your car unlocked. It's not safe and it can be fun to see if it's still out there. That's not the best analogy. I am slowly losing my mind because you are taking an awful long time eating that cookie. Oh, no. Trust me, there's plenty of cookies I would absolutely... That's a lie. There's only one cookie that I would not be upset to see you eating that slowly. You are definitely getting there to the center of that cookie. Yeah. No, trust me. I can see it. This is great. No, this is lovely. We cannot continue like this. This is getting ridiculous. So how about we just wrap up here? You know what? Here. Told you. Now that it's all in there, just like I want something else all in somewhere else. No, you're right. It can definitely be, I could definitely absolutely go for a nice hot dog right about now. Oh, and down the gullet. Trust me. No. I won't choke. You won't have to use the Heimlich maneuver. I'm quite the expert, as you know. Let's skedaddle out of here, though, shall we? Thank you. Hey guys, Zena Alexander here. Oh my god! I am super, 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 super excited that the Kettle Draft is coming up. I know I keep talking about it, but like, it is so soon. It is going to be October 4th, I believe. Make sure you check the live stream tab here on YouTube if you want to see the date and time for sure, for sure. Or if you're on the Discord server, you can also head over there. Also, shout out to any VA that is a female that would like to be in an upcoming video. Just hit me up. I would love to get to chat with you and feature you in an upcoming video. Inspiration for this story. So this is a continuation of the Were Panther series and with Starlet Audio and potentially Lacey Audeo, almost definitely Lacey Audeo. And then we're also going to be casting for the Neko Boy. If anyone wants to raise their hand and have a few lines in upcoming audio, let me know. But the inspiration is very simple. I once had a monolithic-sized problem, unfortunately, with my family. It had nothing to do with children. I wish, God, I want babies so bad. Needs to happen. But anyways, it was a monolithic issue, and I was with a boyfriend. We were actually planning talking about how to deal with it at a restaurant when the mood struck and I was absolutely being way too much, and we knew very quickly we had to leave the hotel was last audio I was talking about. I was getting it mixed up. But we absolutely had to leave that restaurant. Unfortunately, nothing happened because we got back to my place and my roommate was there, and she too had a boyfriend who she wanted to have fun times with, and that just killed the mood for a multitude of reasons because we had no place else to go. We couldn't think of anything. And before we even got the door shut, we started hearing stuff where we were like, I'm telling you, like, my love life is just a series of could have been, almost happened, and damn it. So, and unfortunately, we're not together. He's a really great guy. He's actually gone off to be married and have a ton of babies. I'm very happy for him. He's a sweet dude. And he got away from me, which is great because I am mentally crazy balls. So anywho, that happened. I love you guys and I will see you in the next video. Bye.